You're listening to SBS News.
The 1st of February 2020 will forever be etched into the memories of Daniel and Layla Abdullah. Just before 8 p.m. on that warm summer evening, three of their children were killed as they walked to the shops to buy ice cream. 13-year-old Anthony, 12-year-old Angelina and 8-year-old Sienna were part of a group of seven children struck by an out-of-control ute in Oatlands in Sydney's west.
Anthony's 13. Very handsome boy. He loved basketball. Actually, he woke up that morning and said, "We're going to play this game for Kobe." Angelina, she was my MLH, my little helper. Anything I needed, she had my back. And Sienna, she was my little diva, little actress.
The cousin of the three siblings was also killed that night. Veronique Sucker was just 11 years old when she was hit by the vehicle that was travelling more than 100 kilometres an hour in a 50 zone.
It's very hard because everything I do, there's a heavy heart and there's sadness. But when I think about that I'm on a journey to see and be with my daughter again, and we're all going to go that way, then that hope gives me happiness.
The man behind the wheel was Samuel William Davidson. Last year, he pleaded guilty to seven charges, including four counts of manslaughter. He's appeared in court again, this time to hear the long and harrowing victim impact statements. The 30-year-old wiped away tears and often glanced over to his parents in the public gallery. Layla Abdullah, the mother of the three children, told him, "You've killed us all. I am no longer living, just existing. You took joy and love from my household. I pray you find faith in your life." Daniel Abdullah commented on broader society after the driver was found with alcohol, MDMA and cocaine in his system. Mr. Abdullah told him, "I blame you, but I blame our culture that sees excessive drugs and alcohol as cool. This behaviour needs to stop." Veronique Sucker's mother, Bridget, told Davidson, "I wonder if you can sleep at night, or if you are living a nightmare like me and my family," adding, "You may have lost your freedom, but I have lost my flesh and blood." Rania's son was left in a coma for 2.5 months following the crash. She's spoken to SBS Arabic.
"Honestly, when I saw the driver, I felt pity for him, because he allowed alcohol and drugs to impact him and sabotage his life and put him in jail for I don't know how long. He ruined our lives, and he ruined the lives of many families. All for what? Just because he wanted to drink and drive?"
A statement from the driver was read by his lawyer in court. It says, "I am responsible for the accident that took the lives of the four children. I am so sorry for what happened to your beautiful family. I just wanted to apologise to all of you. I wake up sad every day knowing I am responsible for all of this." Speaking outside court, one victim's family member spoke of how her family was able to help each other during the ordeal.
"Support is what helped us the most. The fact that we're supporting each other, we do gather together, we do talk to each other, we sit down with each other, we grieve with each other and we cry. And I think that's what has made it easier, if that does answer your question. It did calm us down as people as well."
Through the suffering, the parents of the Abdullah children have sought to use their children's memory for good. Daniel and Layla launched I Forgive Day, which takes place annually on the 1st of February. Its aim is to be a national day of forgiveness, inspired by the Abdullah's Maronite Christian faith. Father of three children, Daniel Abdullah again.
"But I think what forgiveness does, it gets rid of the anger, resentment, bitterness, the what ifs. You know, we still feel sorrow and pain. It hasn't helped there, but it helps a lot, because we don't have anything added in our souls. So it's probably what it's done for us. It's given us the best possible starting platform to move slowly, one foot in front of the other, with our kids, and to, you know, slowly get back to life."
The incident has also led to criminal reform enacted by the New South Wales government. The so-called Four Angels Bill became law on the 24th of February. It amends the definition of a major offence to include combined alcohol and drug-affected driving. That offence now carries a maximum penalty of $11,000 and 2 years imprisonment. Samuel William Davidson is set to be sentenced on April 9th. Tyson Cusey, SBS News.